Everybody, welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Terso, and I'm here with a repeat offender, a repeat guest. Haley is back with us because she is going to be on the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. So, Miss Haley, for those that don't know you, could you please introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here and I can't wait for the summit. It's going to be awesome. But I am a certified conversion copywriter. So basically I help you make more money with your words and really automate and grow your business through your messaging.
Fantastic. So the last summit you participated in, you were also talking about copywriting. And I think that a lot of people had some really great takeaways from what you had to say in the conversations that we had. We did it last time panel style. So there was a lot of different opinions and stuff. And I'm wondering if you can share with people what they might expect this time around, since you only have like 5 minutes to say the great things that you're going to share. But can you kind of give people a little taste of what they could expect to hear from you?
Yes. So I'm going to be talking all things email marketing and just why email and email sequences are so important to your coaching business, because when we can get automated sequences in action and working for you, it takes a lot of the work off your plate. It saves you time and helps you bring in more money. So we're going to be talking about the importance of email sequences.
Fantastic. So what do you think? Speaking of email sequences, what do you think are the key components that every email sequence needs to have?
Yes. Well, as you know, when someone first comes onto your list, that's the warmest they're ever going to be. So we want to get to them right away as soon as they come on their list. So we're providing them tons of value. We're teaching them to click. We're making sure you're showing up in their primary inbox tab, not their pesky spam or promotions. So we're adding a lot of that in there, but making sure that we're just providing a ton of value so they can say, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's giving me all of this for free. What's it going to be like when I actually pay for her services? So we're kind of leading them on that journey, making sure they're ready to click and say yes when you're making that offer.
Fantastic. So how many sequences should you have for like a lead magnet? Like what is there a magic number that we should think about having in our arsenal?
I always suggest at least 5 to 7 emails, and it can span over the course of a couple weeks. And you're upfront with them right away. Like I always do it in the second email, usually first or second email, but just saying, you're going to hear from me a lot over the next few days. But after that, you'll only hear from me once a week or once a month or however you do your newsletter. But you're kind of just saying, this is the journey I'm leading you on because I want to make sure you have everything you need as we get started together.
Yeah. So it can feel, I know, I think we've all been there where it's like, what do you say? Right. And so it can feel overwhelming, right? Do you have any tips on how we can make this less overwhelming?
Yes. So I always start with, one, I think I shared this on the last, but talk like you're talking to a friend. Make sure that you're bringing your personality out. You're kind of narrowing in like, who is that ideal client that you serve and that you're talking to them. And when we're doing value adds, I try to think of what are like the 3 things you get asked all of the time by your clients? What are those 3 biggest questions? And how can you incorporate that into what you're writing?
Mm.
That first email is always like, congratulations, here's your lead magnet. I mean, obviously say it different than that. You're giving them the download. And then those next ones, you're doing the value add. So maybe answering one of those questions, providing like a template or a checklist, or even just like short snippets of information, because value doesn't mean it has to be 6 pages long. Mm-hmm. It's just giving them something that they can use and give them a quick win.
Yeah.
And then I love self-segmenting in those. So you're getting people to click on, you know, which fits them the most. Like, why did they come onto your list? Where are they at in their business? So I always tend to do that as well in the sequences.
So my brain is going, ooh, click here, then add them to like, so my brain thinks in process, like it thinks, like, imagine Goodwill Hunting, not math, but like processes and automations and whatever. So my brain just went, oh, okay. So click this trigger link, right? If you are in this area of your business, and if they click this trigger link, then you can add this automation that says, add this tag to them or send them. Like literally my brain is going.
Yes. And then that's where you come in, and they need you to set up all that beautiful
all the things.
Automation.
Yeah.
So that it's just working for you and you don't have to worry about it.
I know. One of the other things that I did for myself, like, because, you know, I love follow-up is like my jam, right? And helping people stay in communication and connected to their audience and potential clients. I'm a huge fan of, number one, repurposing content. I'm wondering how you feel about that. And
Yes.
Number two is that whatever I put in the lead magnet, I will actually just replicate that information in further communications, assuming that just because I know the habits of people, they download things and they may not even open it. They may not even read it, right? They may get distracted by a shiny object or whatever. And before you know it, they're gone, right? That you've lost them. And so I will reiterate information that was in the thing I sent them, just to make sure that I really want them to have the information. And if I send it to them again, my brain says I'm reinforcing. And so I'm wondering how you feel about repurposing content like blog posts or whatever as part of your nurture sequence, and two, just reiterating what you've already shared with them.
Yes and yes. Love
yes
that.
And yes.
I always say repurpose content because people consume content in different ways.
Yes.
So even in that sequence to a lot of the value adds that I'll do for my clients is referring to blog posts that they've already written because there's so much value in those.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're training them to engage and click with your email so that when you are making that offer, they're already ready to click. They're already ready to say yes. But just repurposing your content that you have. And then often in that welcome sequence, after they've downloaded the lead magnet, towards the end of the sequence, I bring it back to their attention. Like,
yeah,
a few days ago, I know you downloaded this. And in case you're thinking about putting it in the save for later, look at the results that so-and-so got. And then you can include a testimonial from the results that maybe someone else has seen.
Mm-hmm.
So they can see that immediate value or that immediate win they're going to get from it.
Yeah. I think that's really super important, is to communicating that this is super important and can actually change something for you, right? Mm-hmm. You saw this and were like, oh my gosh, I need that. That's going to do whatever for my business. But if you don't actually take the time to implement it, then it's just sitting on your computer, right? Like, don't let it just, I'm a huge fan, which is why this summit I'm really excited about, is that my goal with it is to help get people being from an info collector to an action taker. And so having the implementation mastermind, I think, is really gonna help get people from here to there. Is, you just heard some really cool speakers, you heard some really great things, and maybe there's something that stood out that you're like, ooh, I want to implement that into my business. Okay, great. Well, while that idea is fresh in your mind, we're going to put you into a mastermind with one of our panelists. And for 20 minutes, you're going to like figure out, map it out. How are you going to get that done? How are you going to do this? Going from info collector to action taker is, like I said, it's the thing that I see. So many people, they just want to consume content, but they're not actually implementing what they learn. And I think that is why so many coaches stay stuck, stale, and stagnant. And so can you talk a little bit more about how do you specifically help coaches or consultants or anything like that? Do you have a specific type of entrepreneur that you like to work with?
Yes. So a couple things. I love that because I think we're all guilty of, like, we have that folder of things we download and then don't actually do something with. And what I've been telling my clients a lot is, like, you don't have to have this expansive 9-page PDF download lead magnet. Like, it can be super simple, but as long as it's giving them a quick win and providing value so they can see those immediate results, because our attention spans these days are like zero. So the easier we can make it and the more simple we can make it for people to get that, you know, get that result, make that quick action, it's going to motivate them to want to do more and get more results. But it's funny, I find myself working with a lot of leadership coaches and a lot of health and nutrition coaches. So it's kind of like two different spectrums, but it's really just giving them the tools and the right messaging to get in front of the right audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think sometimes that's difficult too, you know, really combining your message with who the people are that you want to be serving.
Yeah, exactly. I really figured out that who my people are entrepreneurs who also love the show Friends.
Yes.
Those are my people. Those are my people. And I was like, I don't know why it took me so long to realize those are my people. Like, those are the people that I'm going to have the most fun with, is
mm-hmm.
because I love Friends. And I know there are other people who love Friends who also happen to be business owners. Like, I just feel like it's a match made in heaven, because they're going to get all my quirks and all my puns and all my quotes and all of the, I know, like, they're going to get it, right?
Yes. And that's the first thing that I do with the clients, is we really find out who is that person, that
Yes.
one specific person that you want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, well, if I narrow my niche too much, I might cut out all these people. But
Right.
the better your messaging
Cool.
is, the more it talks to that one person,
Yes.
The stronger it's going to be. So
I agree. I agree. The idea of trying to serve everybody is, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and I can tell you that it's overwhelming and exhausting trying to fill the need for everyone. And especially, I learned that lesson specifically when I was a photographer. I thought I could be everybody's photographer. No, can't. It's impossible. And so it was like, who do I actually want to photograph? And I even went through, I don't know if you have seen any of this, but I went through this thing where it's funny because it's showed up on my TikTok memories today, that I did not enjoy photographing children. I love children, but I do not enjoy photographing them. And I was like, I'm going to stop photographing kids. And the universe literally said, really? Are you sure about that? Tested me same day. I'm loading up my car with all the baby props, not joking. And this woman walks by, a prominent hairstylist owner in the area. And hey, I wanted to ask, I'm like, so all of a sudden I'm agreeing to photographing her toddler who's a year and a half old. And I'm like, all right. It literally confirmed that I was making the right decision, because I hated it. Yes, she was adorable. And yes, she held my hand in the park. And yes, she was wearing this adorable tutu. But I literally was like, get me out of this. I don't want to do this anymore. And so, but by saying no to photographing kids, it opened me up to really, like, hone in on who I wanted to actually work with, because that's where the fun was. It wasn't fun photographing children whose parents just shoved fruit snacks in their mouth and expect them to smile.
Oh,
And
yes,
threaten
I
them
hear you.
if they don't smile. Like, please don't make me do that, right? So it's like, saying no allows you to say yes. And
Yes.
that was such a huge, huge lesson for me.
Yeah,
Huge
and I
lesson
think
for me.
You'll see when you are able to start saying no, the opportunities just
Yes.
open up. I mean, it
Yes.
is crazy how it works, but once you can align yourself with the people you want to serve, you'll be more confident, you'll be happier, you'll just overall, it will be better.
Yeah. And it will impact, like, your copy, like what you are saying to people. It will resonate with the right people because you are 100% in alignment.
Yes.
Love it. Love it. Okay, Haley, where can people find you online?
The Copy Shift.com, or I'm on Facebook, Instagram, just as Haley Case. So they can find me anywhere.
Yay! Well, I'm so excited to have you. Thank you so much for coming back to be a part of the summit for another round. And if you have not yet gotten your tickets, you can get them at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com. Remember, it's free to participate. I'm sorry, it's free to stream on YouTube. It will cost you $47 if you actually want to participate in this summit, which I think is very, very reasonable. So we'll see you guys at the summit.
Thank you.